Bottom line, it's just going to be a weird budgeting year for Sitka schools. The district has spent about $1 million responding to the coronavirus pandemic on personal protective equipment, laptops and tablets and so on, and has received about $700,000 in CARES Act funding to cover those expenses. So there's a bit of a shortfall there. However, there's another larger problem on the horizon. At a work session with the Assembly on September 24th, School Board President Amy Morrison said that Sitka is down 53 students this year.
If that's the number that we still have at the end of October when it's our official count, we stand to lose about $715,000 from the state that we included in our budget.
Morrison added that the district did not have much wiggle room since most of its expenses are personnel costs and under contract. There were other variables in play too, namely that schools were operating with some windows open to improve air circulation, but it came at a cost.
Our heating bill will probably be substantial.
There is possible relief for the district in the city's overall CARES Act appropriation, $14 million received from the federal government, which must be used for pandemic mitigation. Not all of the funding has been appropriated yet because the city is still assessing the impact of the complete loss of the 2020 cruise season and the generally weak commercial fishing season. Morrison said that the school board understood that the city was facing financial problems of its own.
We know times are tough for everybody. We know you have a lot of different places you can spend that money. And we just want to be sensitive to that. And if there's other places, you know, we want to do our part and take our fair cut, just like everybody else has to. But at the end of the day, if you guys have extra money and you need somewhere to give it, we would, you know, we could spend it, and we could spend it on the COVID-related expenses for sure.
City Hall has run some preliminary numbers. Municipal Administrator John Leach said that Sitka was looking at an overall shortfall in sales taxes of between $4.7 and $6 million. Earlier that day, he had asked city department heads to find 10% to cut in their budgets just to survive. But he did not consider schools to be inconsequential. Rather, Leach said that education was one of three duties of municipal government.
And that's our public works, our public safety, and our schools. Anything after that, I will call that an above-the-line type project, and the staff is more or less going to have to make a proposal to me on why it's important and what the impact is if we don't do it. So us working together through the budget cycle this year is going to be extremely important. And my question to you, and I hope this doesn't get misquoted in the paper, is that I hope that you guys focus on the three R's, the reading, writing, arithmetic, and start there and find out what the basics are. And you know, because I think this shortage is going to hit everybody.
Sticking to the basics is part of the budget conversation in the Sitka School District, even in a normal year. Defining what a basic education means to the community is an annual challenge for the school board. This year, though, education may be as streamlined as it's ever been. Board member Eric Van Sice was conciliatory with the Assembly and honest. "We want to be good partners," he said, "but there is not a lot of fluff." Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.